Well, hello, my dear listeners. This is a bonus episode that goes with last week's episode with Cecil. So go listen to that first before diving in here. Cecil and I talked at length about the shadow people he saw right after the tornado. I didn't want his whole episode to be about that, but I also found it very fascinating and wanted to share that whole conversation with you all. So here's that.
So it's bathroom, storage unit. And then the storage unit is a little hall. So I walk down the hallway and then I look down like towards the front of the store and I see these two black shadow figures. And they are the most haunting things I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of haunting things in my life. I've seen apparitions. My best friend before the age of four was a ghost. Her name was Charlotte. That's like a whole other thing.
We will actually hear about that later.
I looked through the front of the store and it was the glass up front of our store was at least 11, 10 feet tall. And they almost made it there. Mm-hmm. But they were like at least a foot or and a half shorter than that. But I could just make out their figures and they were like kind of muscular, just bigger. I couldn't tell if they were male or female. I can't even grasp them being in my eyes because they were so tall. I've never seen a human like that tall. My brother's pretty tall. He's 6'4", but not 8 feet tall. So like, I know what a tall human looks like. And those things were humanoid. And there was just these black like shadow figures.
Were they like standing on the ground or were they floating a little bit?
They were standing on the ground.
Okay.
But that's the thing though. They could have been floating. But because there was so much rubble from the tornado that I actually didn't see the bottom of their feet. I just saw them standing, and the way they're standing were just palms forward, hands to their side. And one of them, it was like broken English. If you know, whenever you hear somebody that English isn't their first language, but they know English and they know English well, that's how it was. They were like, knock down the doors, get the people out, get them out the side door, or lives will be lost. And it was very like, bam, 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 bam. And the way that they spoke it to me didn't sound like, I couldn't hear anything. I could feel it in my mind.
Like telepathic.
Telepathic, yeah. And that's the best way to put it, is like telepathic. And they just gave me directions. And the way that I've processed it and came to terms with it, it's the way that they were talking to me too was almost like how I was feeling directed before the tornado to get those people in the back room. Mm-hmm. So it was like an almost continuation of how I felt like alerted and like be on guard with them there though this time. And I could see them because even before the tornado passed, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I remember telling those people like, get in this room. And then I was like, what? I remember closing the door and going, what? Why did I just tell these adults what to do? I'm a child. Like what? And that was so bizarre. But no, I saw the figures and then my mind just went from like adrenaline to like do it. The fight or flight, I definitely like fought. Get these people out of the rooms, get them safe. And a part of me too was like, whenever people talk about the fear of God, it was the fear of whatever those were was put into me a little bit. I was like, okay. I knew that they wouldn't hurt me. That was the weird thing about them too. They felt safe. They felt comforting, even though it was kind of like horror movie-esque how they presented themselves to me.
I'm kind of imagining a cross between a Dementor from Harry Potter. And I don't know if you're a Buffy person, but
yes. The
silent episode, The Gentleman, cross between those two things.
It's a shadow. It was you know in Peter Pan, whenever Peter Pan like fights a shadow, it literally looked like that black. It was very strange.
Have you ever tried to draw them?
I did once, but then it was so weird. I was like early 20s. I was in college and I was in a sketching class. We were supposed to do something around Halloween. So what an opportunity. So I drew the figures and I thought it looked pretty spot on. But I remember my professor told me I needed to change my project because it was making people in class uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, sure.
So you mean I nailed it?
I nailed it. I know. I was like, I did something scary and good, and you guys are going to love it.
Just after the tornado, Cecil got validation for what he saw.
So it was like this September 2011. So it was just a few months after the tornado. I was at a routine optometry appointment. I had weird head pressure after the tornado, so it was mostly because of that. And I needed to get new glasses because they broke during the tornado. And my mom was with me at the doctor's appointment, and my optometrist just looked in my eyes as soon as I sat down. And then he like looked at me kind of weird, and then he went, "Did you see anything weird the day of the tornado?" And then he was like, "Anything like strange, anything like bizarre?" And then I looked at my mom, and my mom was the only person that knew about the shadow figure stuff. And she was just kind of like, "Go ahead, tell him, whatever." And I started telling him about it. And then he was like, "I'm happy I asked you because the Holy Spirit told me to ask you whenever I looked in your eyes," which was very weird to hear. And then he got out a notebook, and it had, he just flipped it to a page really fast and handed me the book, and I read it, and it was all like handwritten, but it said something about a woman who was leaving her house after the tornado, and she put her child in the car, and then she went in back inside because something, she forgot something, and then she turned around and she saw like a shadow figure after she put her child in the car, and the shadow figure said, "Get your child or they'll die," basically. And she like ran to her kid, grabbed the kid, and the tree fell on top of the car. So I was like, "Oh, those shadow figures that I saw were like the same as what this lady saw." And there were like tons of stories though. He had, I think, at least 30 stories of just these black shadow figures. And then he basically forgot about my optometry appointment and then like turned to my mom. He was like, "I understand he's a minor, so can he do this interview with me? It's for a book I'm writing. It's about all these accounts of the angels," which he wrote a book too. I have it. I have not read or read it because I started reading it and I was like, no. It's just scary tornado stuff.
The book is called And the Angels Came by Dr. Larry Brothers. I did not pay the $3.99 to buy the ebook, but I did read the preview available on Amazon. The preview doesn't include anyone's stories, but it does include a long list of Bible verses that mention angels. So, if that's something you're into, that is available. Dr. Brothers clearly believes these beings were angels sent from God, but Cecil isn't so sure.
What do you think they were?
I'm not 110% sure that like Christianity is real. You know what I mean? Or like, I don't know if these things are aliens or angels. I just know that like I have eyes and I saw them. Like, that's as much as I know. Ironically, I just went to this queer brunch thing and I heard somebody say something about like a shadow figure. And she says she sees them at Tower Grove Park. And Tower Grove Park is a place that used to be like buy, sell, trade, whatever, slaves.
Okay, so for accuracy, the slave auctions were held on the steps of the old St. Louis courthouse. However, the land for Tower Grove Park and the adjacent botanical gardens was donated by Henry Shaw, who did own slaves. So, still not great vibes.
And she said that that's where she sees them the most around town. And then I told her about the tornado thing, and she was like, "Oh, have you only seen them once?" And I'm like, "What? I've never heard anybody else talk about them so like casually." She was real casual with it. I'm like, "What do you think they are then? Who? What are they? Tell me."
And maybe they're different. Maybe they're not the same
Yeah,
thing.
there may be different things. She told me that the shadow figures that she sees, she thinks are. This sounds so weird, but she said that they are energy protectors. And she said that they protect the dead and the living, can like help their souls move on and stuff. For her, it's something that's beyond our dimension,
Yeah.
that is not only spiritual, but it's also like something to do with technology.
Sure. Like there's a portal.
Yeah, or something, or like the way that they can just jump times or jump areas. She said she thinks they can move really quick. It was very insightful. I'm not saying like yes or no to what she said because I literally
Sure.
just heard it a few hours
Yeah.
ago, but I don't know. It didn't seem like super far-fetched. Now, with a lot of the stuff that's like happening lately, this sounds so weird, but with the scientists in America, the 17 scientists that have just gone missing, and they're, have you heard about this?
I shook my head no, because, as we all understand, nonverbal communication is wonderful for podcasts.
So scary. There's a lady, I forget what her last name is. It's like Amy Ridgeworth or Amy something like that.
Amy Eskridge.
It's a conspiracy theory, but I think parts of it are true. There's a video where she talks about these like humanoid things, and they're called P52 and P46. And basically it means 52,000 years in the future and 46,000 years in the future. And there are these beings that are taller than us that have like cloaking devices and shit. And this is all stuff within the last few months. I never thought like the shadow figures I saw and like these weird alien human hybrid things that are coming from like 50,000 years in the future were those. But it's starting to get kind of like muddy.
Yeah.
And she died 2 years ago. On the news, it says it was a suicide, but she has multiple videos where she's like, I'm not suicidal. And it's getting more traction right now.
This is a real thing. The FBI is actually investigating the disappearances or deaths of 10 scientists, as is the House Oversight Committee.
But I don't know. I think that I saw something supernatural. I still can't say what they were. I don't know if they were aliens.
Is there any part of you that would entertain that it was a hallucination?
Of course. So whenever it first happened, I was convinced it was, and I told my mom it was, and my mom told me not to tell anybody because of history of schizophrenia in my family. But then the weird thing with optometrists, and I've also never seen them again. So people that have hallucinations, they usually see like the same thing or something similar again. I haven't really hallucinated since then. But the more that I talk to people about it, just in general, like they've either seen it or they know somebody that have seen something similar, or I don't know. I've just heard so many stories about it also happening.
The shadow people weren't Cecil's first or last encounter with the unexplainable.
My mom is a medium-esque, and she can like feel energy and hear stuff. The only times I've ever heard anything is I was doing a house cleansing for a friend, and it was super simple. I'd like did the old white people thing with some sage. I'm kidding. But like, no, I did the way my mom like taught me how to cleanse a house. So I was cleansing the house, and I like heard a woman scream, and then I found out nobody died. It wasn't a ghost or anything. My friend who lived in her apartment, she knew the people that lived there before. I did not know this before I did the house cleansing. She said that the couple that lived there before her, they would fight every day, and they actually got kicked out because they would fight in this bathroom. And I remember when I was cleansing the apartment, I could hear a woman scream, and I thought it was my friend Emmy. And I like turned around. I was like, are you okay? And she's like, no, I'm fine. And then she told me about the apartment being a couple lived there, and they used to fight every day. And they're not dead. She didn't die. Yeah.
But it, like, the walls absorbed.
Like residual energy. Because, yeah. And the whole reason I was doing the house cleansing was because all she told me to give me context was, I don't feel safe when I take a shower. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll cleanse your whole house and your bathroom. But then when I went to the bathroom, I just heard a weird, like, guttural scream. And that if I say that that's a hallucination, it wouldn't make sense that I've been able to do that since I was a kid. And I have been able to do that since I was a kid. I had an imaginary friend named Charlie.
Told you we'd circle back.
And I had her before I was 4 years old. I spent way too much time with this ghost. And I think it was a ghost. My siblings made fun of me about it. They're like, you're a little boy. Why is your imaginary friend a girl? And like silly things siblings do.
Also, will you guys just play with me? And then I won't have to have a ghost friend.
No, they're so much older than me. They wouldn't have played with me. So we moved from a house that was on like historic Route 66 to ranch style house across town, whatever. But I would sit by the AC vents and ask for Charlie to come out. And my mom, being super resourceful, super like 90s mom, she went to the library and did like the history of the house. And a little girl named Charlotte died when she was 13 there. And my mom didn't tell me until I was 17 or 16 that she saw Charlie like a few times. And she said she looked like Wednesday Addams. And she said she had long pigtails.
Yeah.
I don't remember what she looked like. I just remember we moved houses and I was begging the AC to talk to me back. And my siblings did make fun of me about that because they're like, what the fuck are you doing? You're a creepy little boy.
Yeah.
But whenever I got older, I was like, oh my God, I was talking to a ghost. Part of me is like, I am such a cynical person. So I'm like, oh, I was just a little kid with a big imagination. But then also like, how did I know to call her Charlie?
Yeah.
Like that was freaky.
I will be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. Y'all, I really try to make it one, but I just can't. But 2 weeks, hooray.
This is Live to Tell. I'm Caitlin Van Maul. You can follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at Live to Tell Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps the show. I'll see you in 2 weeks.